3. The Sacred Worlds of the Eternal Sun. The seven luminous spheres of the Eternal Sun are the worlds of the seven phases of pure spirit existence. These shining orbs are the source of the threefold light of Paradise and Havona, their influence being largely, but not wholly, confined to the central universe. Personality is not present on these Paradise satellites, therefore is there little concerning these pure spirit abodes which can be presented to the mortal and material personality. We are taught that these worlds teem with the otherwise than personal life of the beings of the Eternal Sun. We infer that these entities are being assembled for ministry in the projected new universes of outer space. The Paradise philosophers maintain that each Paradise cycle, about 2 billion years of Urantia time, witnesses the creation of additional reserves of these orders on the secret worlds of the Eternal Sun. As far as I am informed, no personality has ever been on any one of these spheres of the Eternal Sun. I have never been assigned to visit one of these worlds in all my long experience in and out of Paradise. Even the personalities co-created by the Eternal Sun do not go to these worlds. We infer that all types of impersonal spirits, regardless of parentage, are admitted to these spirit homes. As I am a person and have a spirit form, no doubt such a world would seem empty and deserted even if I were permitted to pay it a visit. High spirit personalities are not given to the gratification of purposeless curiosity, purely useless adventure. There is at all times altogether too much intriguing and purposeful adventure to permit the development of any great interest in those projects which are either futile or unreal.